Thank you, Jesus. Open your Bibles with me to Ephesians chapter 4 this morning. I just want to say this, you know, that I was with Wendy this week, and Wendy was ready to go home, all right? And to be absent from the body is to be present from the Lord, with the Lord, okay? And, you know, presence in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints, and she's with the Father. And I believe sometimes I don't understand everything. You know, I was weeping, crying, and I was boo-hooing, and I was saying to the Lord, well, what could I have done differently? What could I have done differently? And then the Father said, who made it about you? All right? Amen? What we're doing is, hey, we're loving people. We're sharing the truth of God's word. Amen? And it never returns void. It's going to accomplish something in every heart and every life in the room today. You know, we talked last week about having Holy Ghost boldness. We talked about boldness to believe, boldness to become, and boldness to benefit from. But we're going to talk about boldness to benefit from the gifts of grace. Amen? You know, in John 1:16, he said, "And of his fullness we've all received grace for grace." Amen? And when we look at grace is the unmerited favor of God. Amen? And that he has poured out his grace on our hearts and our lives to influence us. Grace comes in to influence, but it's not only influenced, it's reflected out on others. God never pours something in that he wants just for you and I. Amen? We're vessels to be used for his glory and for his honor and for all of his praise. So look with me in Ephesians chapter 4, beginning to read with verse number 7. The word of God says, "But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ." You know, God gave gifts to every man, but he gave us apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers to help perfect and put to work the gifts that God has given to everyone. Not everyone is called to be apostle. Not everyone is called to be a prophet. Not everyone is called to be evangelist. Not everyone's called to be a pastor. Not everyone's called to be a teacher. But we're all called. Amen. And he gives gifts unto every last one of us. Matter of fact, in 1 Corinthians 12:28, he talks about gifts of miracles and gifts of healing and gifts of government and gifts of helps. In other words, these gifts are poured out to you and I to be influenced by, that it's being reflected out to others. So today, I want to focus our attention on verse number 7. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. The title of this morning's message is Grace for Grace. Grace to grow, grace to give, and grace to gain. Amen? Let's ask God's blessing upon the preaching and teaching of his word. Let's lift the word together and make a declaration here today. Say, I believe. This is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word. My life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. And we're so grateful that you sent it here to accomplish something in every heart and every life of every last one that's gathered in this room today. So, Father, I pray that you speak through me today. May these words that come forth out of my mouth bring edification, build them up, encourage them, and comfort them. Father God, may they be strengthened by your power and your might, because your word says your word will never return void. It'll accomplish what you sent it to do. And we know that you sent this word to accomplish something in every heart and every life of every last one that's gathered here today. So I say, Lord, speak to me today. Help me get out of your way. My mind is racing in so many different directions, Father God. I push all those things aside right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We'll never cease to give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You know, one thing about the Lord, he gives us the amazing grace. We sing about it. We talk about it. This grace, this care, this agape love, this charis, this love, this unmerited favor of God, amen, that he pours out upon you and I, amen. I just got to wait a minute. My mind's still racing. Just be a minute. Hallelujah. I've got a checklist of things I've got to do, and I've got to put these other things off of my checklist and work with what I got to do right now. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, so look with me today. We're going to begin in Luke chapter 2. We're talking about grace to grow. We're all followers of Jesus. Amen? Jesus gave us the example. And when I find in Luke chapter 2, verse 40, I find the Word of God says, and the child grew. Jesus had to grow up. And he waxed strong in the spirit. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Amen. In other words, God gives you and I grace to grow. You know, when we're first saved, it's by grace. For by grace we're saved by faith. That's not of ourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any of us should boast. But God gives us amazing grace to grow up.
Amen.
Amen. In other words, when God we receive Christ as a child with childlike faith, he doesn't want to leave us in that state. He wants us to come to him with childlike faith, but he wants us to grow in the knowledge of God. Amen. One of the things that you'll find, and listen to me, when the Holy Spirit brings correction, a wise man receives it. A foolish man rejects it and gets mad at it. So if the Holy Spirit speaks to you about something today that's in your life, be grateful. Be thankful. Because he wants you and I to help. He wants to help you and I to grow up. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. It's recognized as the love chapter and the Word of God. But it's something interesting here in 13, 1 Corinthians 13, as the Apostle Paul begins to speak about love. He says in verse number 11, he says, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. He says, for now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. How I know in part, now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, and charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity, or agape love, unconditional love. In other words, what God desires for you and I to grow, when we're growing in grace, we're growing in the love of God. Amen? He says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 15, He says, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working and the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. As we're looking for the gifts of God to be manifested in our presence, and all the gifts that's been bestowed upon everyone, God is saying, love, if we allow love to flow, then the gifts will have the true effect that they were called to have. God wants us to grow in the grace of love. God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. In other words, don't be afraid to use your gift. I assure you it wasn't comfortable, he's with the baby right now, for Andrew to come up and say something in front of the congregation. The Bible says when we gather together, there's some that have a prophecy. Some have a tongue. Some have an interpretation of tongues. Some have miracles. Some have healing. You know, all these things are, some have faith. These things are all working together. Amen. But they're flowing in the love of God. Amen. We're looking for signs, wonders, and miracles, and the signs and wonders and miracles are sitting in the seat. It's time for us to arise and allow the enemy to be scattered. Amen. Have a little bit of Holy Ghost boldness to believe God and his word, to become who God's called us to be. And so others can benefit from the gifts that God has bestowed upon you and me. Amen. Hey, man, this is a team effort. Amen. God never called anybody solo. Nobody called. He didn't call you. He called you to be part of a body of Christ, and that you have a part. And the body can't function without your part. Amen. It can't function effectively without every part working together. Amen. Why do you think the adversary is trying so hard to always disrupt the body? Why do you think he's always trying so hard to sow division, to sow discord? He's trying to get the body out of function. In other words, if the body isn't in functioning, then he has a heyday. But when the body of Christ is functioning together, amen, when we recognize that we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against rulers of darkness, against spiritual wickedness in high places, when we recognize our battle isn't with people, we don't take things personally. And if we take things personally, we allow the adversary to have an effect. Amen? Amen. Greater is he that's in me, and greater is he that's in you than he that's in this world. Amen. Just remember that the adversary's already been defeated. We've overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony, what comes out of our mouth. Life and death are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it eat the fruit thereof. We're speaking life. We're speaking unity. We're speaking harmony. We're speaking love. Let love abound. Amen. As love abounds, the enemy can't stand love. All the enemy loves about love is perverted love. Perverted love is where he has his heyday. God's love is pure. It's undefiled. Amen. He loves you just like you are. But he loves you so much he doesn't want to leave you the way he found you. Hallelujah. Man, that's such love. See, I was going to have to do that.
Such wondrous love that God should love us, sinners such as I. How wonderful is love like this?
Hallelujah. That's great. Pouring out his grace, not grace for grace. Grace to by that it reflects to us. Amen. And he also says he gives us grace to give. Finished with growing yet. Pastor. And God says in 2 Timothy 3:18, but grow and hope now. Amen. That's growing. Here's why I say, and let's see it. Grown up, the great this we're most through we have to grow one again, man. You really back to the is on Wednesday. So in the Lord. Time to get to know. Amen. What's the one remember something to aid ourselves with? Amen. Night. Huh? And they get corn. They get corn. That is what she said. That you got to feed your beef corn. I'm trying to go in there. Forgive me, Lord. He said, to give. Think of the second. The Word of God says in verse number 7. Chapter 8, found in everything and knowledge and diligence.
Pardon me. I guess it was time for a new mic. Thank the Lord for new mics. Anybody happy yet? In other words, God's grace that he gave us just isn't for our benefit. It's not just about us. You know, it's we're to be influenced by what he gave us to be reflected out to others. You know, matter of fact, in 1 John chapter 3, verse number 16, the Word of God says this: "Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for the brethren." Hallelujah. Much giving, much required. And in other words, God's grace is flowing. His abundant grace is flowing. He gives us grace to grow. He gives us grace to give. I know, give and it shall be given back to you. In other words, the gifts that were given to us isn't just for our benefit. It's for the benefit of others. We believe, we become, so others can benefit from. Amen? In other words, somebody in this room needs that word the Lord spoke to your heart about this morning, and it wasn't just for you to keep for yourself. Hello? In other words, God wants us to edify one another. He wants us to encourage one another. He wants us to comfort some. You know, there's some in this room today that don't understand death. Some, you know, I get mad. I get angry with the devil. I'm not angry with God. I'm not angry with God. He's God. I'm not. Amen. Amen. All I say is, hey, Lord, what could I do differently? Teach me. Let me grow. Amen. We're all growing together. Amen. I should have changed this mic a little while ago, huh? Stubbornness, right? Let me see. Is there anybody in the room that's stubborn besides me? If you pointed your finger, shame on you. You know, God wants us to understand his grace for grace. You know, if you just get a revelation of John 1:16, of his fullness have we all received grace for grace. Grace received, grace given. 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 I should write a song. Hallelujah. And he says this. He says, not only is his grace for grace, grace to give. I mean, grace to grow, grace to give. But it's also grace to grain. Grain. Back on that cattle-fed stuff, that corn-fed. Get me out of the barnyard here a minute. Get back in the church. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Man. I can still say, Jesus loves me, this I know. Hallelujah. The Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians 12:9, it's a familiar scripture, he says, "And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities or my weaknesses, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches and necessities and persecutions and distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong." In other words, everything that came towards the Apostle Paul said it was for my benefit. It was for my growth. So bring it on, devil. God's got me back.
Amen. God's got my back. He said he would never leave me nor forsake me. He told me not to grow weary in well-doing, for in due season I'd reap if I don't give up, if I don't faint. Okay? In other words, God says that he that's begun a good work in you and I is faithful to see it through till it's completed. Hallelujah. So no matter what the adversary brings, God says, hey, his grace is to help us gain. I gain my strength in the midst of my weakness because it's not my strength. It's his strength, and his strength is made perfect in my weakness. And if I never acknowledge I have a weakness, I never give him room for his strength. Hello? Hello? I kind of think it's interesting as the Apostle Paul opens his letter in Galatians chapter 1 to the church of Galatia. He says, and verse 3, he says, grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world. Can anybody relate? According to the will of God and of our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. 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 What did he do? He gave himself that he would deliver us from this present evil world. Amen. So no matter what it's looking like, what it seems like, here's what the Lord wants to get in your heart about gaining. Amen. Look with me in James chapter 4. Verse number 6. Grace for grace. Grace to gain. But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. In other words, God resists the proud, but he giveth grace to the humble. In other words, if you're wrong, just say you're wrong. Amen. If you're, you know, hey, there's nothing wrong. Just say, hey, Lord, I'm wrong. Lord, forgive me. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. He gives more grace. Grace is flowing towards you and I. When you mess up, just say, I messed up. Don't act like I'm too religious and too spiritual to mess up. Amen. I'm not holy. He's holy. You're not holy, he's holy. We're being perfected in the image of Christ Jesus. And all he says to you and I, first off and foremost, when we're wrong, just say we're wrong. Then he says, submit yourselves to God. In other words, you're going to be led or ruled by whoever you submit yourself to. You're either going to submit yourself to God or submit yourself to the devil. There's only two areas here, one or the other. He says you submit to God, then resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Amen? And then he says to you, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. You know, he says in his word, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Amen. So in other words, I'm saying cleanse me, wash me, renew me, refresh me. Amen. As we're gathered together, then he says, be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning and let your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord and he shall lift you up. Amen. In other words, he's saying, hey, he resists the proud. He gives grace to the humble. In other words, all we're doing in this is the Lord saying, hey, I want you to recognize, son, daughter, I've called you. I placed my spirit within you. And there's not a perfect one in the bunch. You're being perfected by my love. You're being strengthened by my power.
You're being guided and directed by me. You know, the Holy Spirit that's in us, he's an advocate, he's a helper, he's a friend, he's a teacher. He isn't our ruler. Amen? And God wants you and I to understand. All we have to do is say, hey, man. Hey, I hear you, Lord. I hear you. I'm going to submit to your will. Amen? And as I humble myself before the mighty hand of God, he'll exalt me. Amen? I think it's awesome the way God's system. You know, here's the important part. Jesus said this in Matthew 16, 26. Listen to me. He says, what has a man gained if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? And what would a man give in exchange for his soul? He says, all souls are mine, saith the Lord. The soul that sinneth, it shall surely die. In other words, God says that we need to be in a place of repentance. When we do wrong and we know we did wrong, confess your faults. Confess to the Lord. Then the affirmative, infectious, righteous prayer of a righteous man availeth much. All of a sudden the prayer changes. The system changes. Amen. And you know, don't come to the Lord and talk to the Lord about your brother and sister. Jesus wants to talk to you about you. Yes. Hello? Every time I go to talk to the Lord about somebody, he always turns it around and says, how about you, son? How about this area? Ouch. But you know, when he talks to me and he speaks to me about things in my life, it's always in love. See, it's love that'll cover a multitude of sins. God isn't here to beat anybody up with the Bible. God is here to love you. He loves you. I think he said a little while ago, if I remember what he said he was jealous for you. That he was jealous for your heart. Amen? That we serve a jealous God. Amen? I don't know about you, but I'm grateful that he's jealous for me. I'm grateful that he's jealous for you. I'm grateful that he doesn't want to share you with any other God, because there is no other God. There's only one God. There's only one big G. The X, all the rest are little G's. Amen? There's only one big G. Amen? The God we serve. Anybody with me here? Amen? So he says, in closing, everybody, thank you, Lord. It's getting hot in the kitchen. You see, grace for grace. The gifts of grace are flowing to you and I. Amen? The gifts of grace are flowing to you and I. And God says in these gifts of grace that are flowing that we're to grow. You know, in other words, if God has gifted you with something, blow on it. Let the Holy Spirit blow on it. Let the thing grow. Let the thing manifest itself. Let it come out. Let it be a benefit for others in the body of Christ. You know, he gives us grace to give. And what we're talking about here is giving love, honor, and respect to one another. You know, we live in a really mean world. Sometimes in school, people can be really mean, can't they? They can say some really mean things, can't they, Sonia and Mary, can't they? You know, God wants us to recognize who we are, that we don't render evil for evil. We bless them that persecute us and despitefully use us for his name's sake, for great is our reward. We let the love of God shine through our hearts and lives. We're not gonna fight back. We're learning to, by grace, to grow, and by grace to give, and grace to gain. The gain is for not just ourselves. You know, when our gain is to be a blessing to others. I think it's so important that we understand that he gives us grace not only to grow, not only to give, not only to gain, but he gives us grace to guard. I looked at 2 Timothy, and 2 Timothy chapter 2. The Apostle Paul is writing to his student Timothy. He says, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men that shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who have chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things." You see, he gives us grace to grow, grace to give, grace to gain, grace to gain, and grace to guard us. I think it's interesting, even if you go to the last page of the Bible, at the last page in Revelation 22, 21, the Revelator writes, "But grow in the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." Amen. Amen. In other words, God wants you and I to grow. He wants us to be the men and women that he's called us to be. He says, in this world, we're going to face tribulation, but we're to be of good cheer because he has overcome the world. And he's called us to go into the world and preach the gospel. To preach the gospel. To preach the gospel, to open the eyes of the blind, to open the ears of the deaf, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. God wants to open some prison doors for some people. God wants to deliver some captives, and he wants to set some people free. Amen. And he's called you and I just to be his vessels for his glory. So he has a plan for every heart and every life in the room. The question God just asked you and I today is, will you answer the call that's on your life? And will you let the gifts of God that is in you be manifested to others? Bow your heads and let us pray.